church. Hallelujah. 愿平安与各位同在。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is be saved and be strengthened.
我们今天所要讨论的题目是得救与得力。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 30.
我们现在翻开以赛亚书三十章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says.In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength. But you would not have none of it.
十五节，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们静置不肯。
Here is the Lord Almighty told the people of Israelites through the prophet Isaiah.
这里神借着先知以赛亚。
And it's spoken to all of us today.
这是跟我们在座每一位都在说的。
We need to have these two things in our spiritual life.
在我们属灵生活中，我们要有这两样。
First, we have to be saved.
第一，我们要得救。
Secondly, we have to be strengthened.
第二，我们要得力。
2013 has almost passed.
2013年已经快要过去了。
If we are trying to do a review of our year,
我们现在想要做一个年度的回顾
you may think about in the past year what have you gained and what have you lost.
我们会想说我们在这过去的一年得到了什么，失去了什么。
In this world, and when we gain something, usually we lose something.
在这个世界上，如果我们想要得到什么，同一个时间我们同时会失去一些。
For example, you work so hard, you gain money, but maybe you lose out your family time.
就像我们工作非常努力，赚了很多钱，但是同时间我们失去了可能跟家庭相处的时间。
You cannot have everything.
我们没有办法全部都拥有。
But spiritually, God wants us to have something better.
但是属灵上来说，神要我们拥有更好的。
First, He wants us to be saved.
第一，他希望我们能得救。
Why God wants us to be saved?
为什么神要我们得救呢？
Because it will be very terrible and very miserable if we are not saved.
因为如果我们没有得救的话，等待我们的是非常可怕的事情。
Because this world is full of sin.
因为这个世界上充满了罪。
Sinner cannot see God.
罪人没有办法见神。
Sinful life will cause a lot of trouble in this world.
罪恶的生活在这个世界上造成了很多的困扰。
Through of toil and tears and suffering.
充满了苦难、泪水以及忧伤。
And this life will end very soon.
我们的一生很快就结束了。
If we are not saved,
如果我们没有得救的话，
even you have the whole world.
就算我们拥有全世界，
it means nothing to you.
对我们来说也不算什么。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们现在翻开《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第一章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书一章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
帖撒罗尼迦后书一章八节。
Please read.
八节要报应那。要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
Verse 9.
第九节，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
Here tells us what would happen if our life, at the end of our life, we are not saved.
这里告诉我们，如果我们在我们人生终结那个时候，如果我们没有得救的话，我们会发生什么事情？
They will be enter eternal destruction.
这会有永久的刑罚。
沉沦啊！
永久的沉沦。
And then they will be depart from the face of the Lord.
也要离开主的面。
And the power of His glory.
和他全能的荣光。
Last night, I think everybody was very comfortable sleeping in your house.
昨天晚上我们大家都在家里面睡得很好。
But do you know last night was very cold?
我们知道昨天晚上很冷吗？
Icy rain whole night.
昨天整晚都下着冰雨。
And it was very dark.
而且非常的暗。
It was a bit windy.
又有风。
If you are homeless.Sleeping outside on the street, it will be terrible.
如果我们是无家可归的人的话，我们如果睡在街上，非常的可怕。
But we have a home, we can go in.
但是我们有家，所以我们可以住在家里。
But imagine if you go home, you're rejected in your house.
但是我们想象一下，如果我们回家的时候被人家挡在门外。
The door is not open to you.
门不为我们而开。
Your father, your mother, your wife, your husband don't admit you.
你的家人、你的父母、你的妻子、你的丈夫不让你进来。
You are cast out from the fireplace, from the warm temperature.
然后你就离开这温暖的空间。
Then how sad and miserable that will be.
那我们的生活是多么的可悲惨呢？
But the night is only 8 hours.
晚上大概只有八小时。
Morning, the night come again.
在白天阳光就又出现。
But spiritually, if we are not saved.
但属灵上来讲，如果我们没有得救的话
，After whole life finish.
在我们的人生结束的时候
，will be cast out of the presence of the Lord.
我们会离开主的面
，because we don't want to hear His gospel.
因为我们不想听他福音
，we don't want to be saved.
我们不想被得救
，and the only choice if you are not saved is eternal condemnation.
如果而且如果我们没有得救的话，唯一等待我们的就是永远的沉沦
，and that is a very very terrible end for us.
那是一个非常可怕的结果。
This morning I read a news.
今天早上我看了一个新闻。
Talk about there was a very rich business person.
就谈到一个非常有钱、非常成功的企业家。
And he went from Hong Kong to France.
他从香港到了法国。
And represent his group of business and to talk about buying a whole very big of the vineyard 葡萄园，
然后代表他的公司来想要购买一个非常大的葡萄园。
That vineyard is 63 acres.
那个葡萄园是63英亩。
Well, it's a huge, land.
是一个非常大一片非常大的土地。
And then they struck the deal.
然后他们就有办法谈。
And they have a dinner.
然后一起吃了晚餐。
And then the old owner and bring a new owner try to go for a helicopter ride.
然后这个葡萄园的旧的主人想要带着新的主人就坐直升机去参观一下。
And then the new owner also bring his son along, 9 years old.
然后这新葡萄园的新的主人也把他9岁的儿子一起带上了直升机。
Because the old owner want to show them how beautiful, how big this beautiful vineyard is.
因为这葡萄园旧的主人他想要让他们看那这葡萄园到底有多么大多么漂亮。
This is a big business deal. It's going to produce a lot of wine, lots of money for both sides.
这是一个非常大的生意，他会有酿很多的酒。
But guess what happened that night?
那我们猜看看当天晚上发生了什么事情。
The helicopter went down.
这个直升机有空难。
Killing the previous owner, the French guy.
杀了这原来法国的这个旧的主人。
Of course, kill also the new owner.
也夺走了这新的主人的生命。
And also with his son.
还有他儿子的生命。
So overnight, that person lose everything.
就在一个晚上的时间，这个人什么都没有。
The seller lose everything. The buyer lose everything.
这卖家失去了所有东西，买家也失去了所有东西。
The wife of the new owner, in the last minute, because she afraid of helicopter, so she didn't bought the helicopter, so she didn't die.
这个买主的他的太太，因为他很怕坐直升机，所以他就没有上直升机，他就没有死。
How sad she will be now.
可是我们要想象他现在是多么痛苦。
She lose her husband. She lose her son.
他失去了他的丈夫以及他的儿子。
Even all the money left, what is the point?
虽然留下了很多的钱，但是那算什么呢？
Life is just like this.
人生就像这样。
People are so busy every day for just gaining more money and more wealth.
人每天为了要得到更多的钱，忙碌的生活。
And more enjoyment.
而且更多的享乐的。
But they don't know what is waiting lying ahead of them for them.
但是人们不知道在前面等待他们是什么。
When life ends, everything else doesn't even matter.
当人生结束的那一刻，什么都不再重要。
How much money in your account just doesn't even matter.
在我们的银行账户里面有多少钱都不再重要了。
How big is your business running doesn't even matter.
或是我们的公司做过得多好也不是什么重要的事。
How many children you have doesn't even matter.
或是你到底有多少小孩也不是什么重要的事了。
How much degree, how much education you have doesn't even matter.
而且你有多少的学，你的学术多么成功也是一样。
When life is about to end, there's only one thing matters.
当人生要结束的那个时候，只有一件事情是重要的。
It's whether you are saved or not.
就是我们能得救。
So that's why the most important thing is we want to make sure we are saved.
所以最重要的事情就是我们要确定我们是。能得救的。
How can we be saved?
我们怎么能得救呢？
Of course, we have to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，我们首先必须相信主耶稣基督。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
我们翻开马可福音十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
马可福音十六章十六节。信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Lord Jesus Christ wants to make it very clear here.
主耶稣基督在这里想要非常梦，让我们非常的明白。
Believe and be baptized, you will be saved.
信而受洗的必然得救。
This is the beginning of being saved.
这是得救的第一步。
First, you have to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
第一步，你必须要先相信主耶稣基督。
Because we cannot save ourselves.
因为我们不能自己救自己。
Even you try to have very good deeds, you cannot save yourself.
就算我们有很好的行为，我们没有办法救我们自己。
Because we are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
No one can save himself by his so-called good deeds.
没有人可以借着自己的好行为救自己。
Our good deeds are not even good deeds in God's eyes.
因为我们的好行为在神的眼中根本也不算是什么好行为。
Because God's standard is the perfect one.
因为神的标准是那完美的标准。
We all commit sin and fall short of God's glory.
在神的眼中，我们全部都犯了罪，而且都缺欠了神的荣耀。
The only way to be saved is believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们得救的唯一的方法就是信主耶稣基督。
Accept Him as a Savior.
我们要接受他，就是这个我们的救主。
Let His blood to wash your sins away.
让他的宝血把我们的罪洗去。
So first we must believe.
所以首先我们必须要相信。
And then we must be baptized.
然后我们必须要受洗。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Many Christians they just think that, oh, I just believe in Christ and I am saved.
这世界上很多的基督徒，他们觉得我只要相信了就可以得救。
But Bible makes it very clear.
但是圣经这里非常的清楚。
If you want to be saved, you also have to be baptized.
如果你想要得救的话，你也是要受洗。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣圣名中受洗。
Wash your sins away.
把我们的罪洗去。
Then you are saved.
那我们就得救了。
Just like.I think most of our brothers and sisters here, we are saved.
就像这在座很多弟兄姐妹，我们都是得救的。
And we will be very happy. I'm saved already. Then why you talk all about this?
那我们可能会想，既然我们都得救，为什么还要再讲这篇道理呢？
But actually, being saved means something more.
其实对我们来说，得救有更多意义。
Let's turn to first, that's Timothy.
我们现在翻开提摩太前书。
Second Timothy, sorry.
其实提摩太后书。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书四章。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 18.
提摩太后书四章十八节。十八节，主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Actually, Lord Jesus Christ save us not only in the future when we go to the kingdom of heaven.
因为主耶稣救我们，并不是只是让我们在未来可以进入天国。
Be saved also means today God wants to save us from all the evil one.
得救这对我们来说也是同样指着像现在，在今天我们可以在脱离我们诸般的凶恶。
This world full of evil things.
这个世界上充满了罪恶。
If we are get caught in it,
如果我们被这罪抓住的话
，just like a fish get caught by the net,
就像一只鱼被网住
，we have no more freedom,
就没有自由了
，and then she'll die.
然后就会死。
At the same time, if we are caught by the evil one,
同样的，如果我们被那罪恶给捆绑住
，in our life we have no freedom,
我们的生命就没有自由
，no joy, no peace,
没有喜乐，没有平安。
So that's why salvation starts today.
那就是为什么救恩从今天开始。
We can even enjoy salvation even now.
我们在现在就可以享受着救恩。
This is supposed to be.
这个本来就是这样。
But however, there are many Christians or many believers of God, even though they believe in God, but they are quite far from salvation.
但是我们看这世界上很多的基督徒，虽然他们相信神，但他们离救恩其实很远。
Just like the people of Israelites.
就像这以色列人。
They are the chosen people of God.
他们是被神选上的民族。
They have the law.
他们有神。
They have the temple.
他们有圣殿。
They have the priest.
他们有的祭司。
But God told them, you are not saved yet.
但是神告诉他们，你们还没有得救。
You have no salvation.
你们没有救恩。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because you are going on the wrong direction.
因为他们走的是错误的方向。
Let's turn back to the book of Isaiah.
我们再翻回以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Yeah, let's read what was the problem of the Israelites.
我们来看一下以色列人的。的问题是什么
？Chapter 30, verse 1 to 2.
以赛亚书三十章是一到二节。耶和华说：“祸哉这悖逆的儿女，他们同谋却不由于我，结盟却不由于我的灵，以是罪上加罪。”二节，起身向埃及去，并没有求问我，要靠法老的力量加添自己的力量，并投在埃及的荫下。
Okay, this is a little bit background about this passage.
这里我们可以看到一些以色列人的历史的背景。
The people Israel, they are chosen people of God.
以色列人是神选上的民族。
But right after they left the place of Egypt,
但是他们离开埃及之后
，right after they entered the land of Canaan,
在他们进入迦南之后
，they started to forget about God.
他们就忘记神。
They started to do bad things.
他们就开始行那罪恶的事情。
To rebel against God.
他们就背逆神。
Just like a teenager, when they get to 12, 13 years old, a lot of opinion and really trying to go against the parent.
就好像青少年在他们13岁的时候，他们就可能就很多自己的意见，不听父母的话。
When the child was very small, they were very close to the parent.
当小孩还像孩子还很小的时候，他们都跟家长非常的接近。
But sometimes when they become teenager, they are so far from the parent.
但是有时候当他们进入青少年的时候的时候，他们离家长其实很远。
The Israelites, they just did like that.
就像以色列人一样。
So God really wants to guide them back to Him.
神非常希望把以色列人再带回他的身边。
The only way God thinks is to guide the people going back to Him is let them suffer a little bit.
所以神觉得让以色列人再回到他身边唯一的方法就是让他们受一点苦。
So God allowed the foreign power to bully them, to mistreat them, to oppress them.
所以神让他们周围的众国来欺负他们。
The purpose not to destroy Israel, but rather to bring them back.
这他要的并不是要让他们来把以色列国整个打败，而是把让他们带回神的身边。
But the people of Israel are so rebellious.
但是以色列人是非常的悖逆。
Instead of turning back to God, asking for forgiveness.And deliverance and salvation, they turn to other people for help.
他们与其回转向神来求帮助，他们竟然是投到他们敌人的身边。
At the time, the kingdom called Assyria tried to destroy them.
那个时候有个国家叫亚述想要毁灭以色列国。
But Israel did not turn to God.
以色列人并没有回转向神。
Who did they turn to?
他们投靠谁呢？
They go south, turn to Egypt.
他们往南走，投靠了埃及。
They think Pharaoh is very mighty.
他们觉得法老是非常有能力的。
They build all the chariots. They have strong armies and weapons.
因为法老有很多的战车马兵。
So they go down to the south, try to strike a deal, political deal, so that the Egyptians will come to help them.
所以他们往南走到了埃及，想要跟法老结盟。
They think by the if I have Pharaoh back in my backyard, trying to show some muscle.Then Assyria will not come to bully me.
他们觉得如果埃及是他们同盟的话，在南边，因为埃及非常强大，那亚述就不会过来攻打以色列。
God is very disappointed and very angry with this.
神是非常的失望，也非常的生气。
Who is Egypt?
埃及是谁呢？
Egypt is the one who tried to oppress them for 400 years.
埃及是那四百年来逼迫他们的。
God delivered them out of Egypt.
神把他们带离埃及。
To the promised land.
到了那应许的地。
But now, they don't trust in God.
但他们现在不相信神了。
They go back to Egypt asking for help.
他们回到埃及，希望埃及人能帮助他们。
And how disappointed God will feel.
我们想象神是多么失望。
So if you understand this kind of background.
所以我们如果我们了解这样的背景。
You know, what does this apply to us nowadays?
我们就知道在我们现在的生活当中，这我们怎么应用。
Let's read chapter 29, verse 13.
我们现在看二十九章十三节。
Is Isaiah 29 verse 13.
以赛亚书二十九章十三节，主说：“因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。”
Here bring us one important thing about why they are not saved.
这里告诉我们为什么他们没有得救的原因。
Because their heart is so far from God.
因为他们的心是非常远离神。
Wow, their mouth every day they talk about God, temple, the law, everything.
所以他们老是谈论的关于神啊，关于圣殿的一些话题。
But their heart is not on God.
但是他们的心却远离了神。
When they have problem, their heart go down to Egypt.
当他们遇到问题的时候，他们就往埃及走了。
They want to rely on themselves.
他们想要靠自己的力
量。Their own knowledge.
他们自己的知识。
They want to rely on the expert.
他们想要靠那专家的学识。
But they don't want to turn back to God.
他们不想要回转向神。
I think being a parent is very easy to feel about whether your child's heart is on you or not.
我觉得身为一个家长非常你 很容易就可以知道你的小孩的心在你身上还是没有。
But now look at nowadays, parents, they love their children so much.
我们看现在社会家长是父母都非常的爱他的小孩。
Even before a child was born, they decorate the room, everything, baby stuff.Baby bed, baby painting, baby toys, everything is there.
在小孩都还没有出生的时候，你就已经准备好一个婴儿房，有的玩具，有的衣服，什么都有。
Spend so much money on children nowadays.
就我们小孩身上花了非常多的钱。
The parent give the heart to the child.
这当父母把他们的心都给了小孩。
But you look at a child nowadays when they grow up.
但是我们现在看我们这个世界的小孩，当他们长大的时候。
Not every child their heart is on the parent.
不是每一个小孩的心都是跟着父母。
Sometimes when they grow up.
有时候他们长大
They only want things from parents.
他们只要从父母那里得到物质的东西。
If they want a thing, you give them, or they are happy.
如果你给他那些他要的东西的话，他们就很高兴。
If they ask for something, you don't give them, they shout at you.
如果你跟他跟你要什么东西，你不给他，他可能还会骂人。
They give you a bitter melon face.
会给你一个很难看的脸。
Show you the temper.
就给你不好，
给你发脾气。And then you say, okay, okay, my son, okay, okay, let you have it, let you have it.
那你就会妥协，就说好吧，那我还是买给你好。
And then you say, okay.
然后他就说哦，好吧。
The next time you're not going with the idea, they just show you another pamper again.
然后下一次如果你又不给他买东西的话，他又再次对你发脾气。
Or not according to their own way, they're angry with you.
他们就非对你非常生气。
And then nowadays the parents just listen to their children.
那我们看这个年代的父母，他们就听小孩的。
Is the children their heart close to the parent?
那我们看小孩的心是跟父母很接近的吗
？No，
其实没有。
They just want your stuff。
他们只是想要那物质的。
They just want you to listen to them。
他只是想要你听他们的。
If you don't listen to them, they just walk away from you。
如果你不听他们的话，他们就远离你。
Today in the society, so many parents like this, so many children are like this。
我们看这个今天这个社会上有很多的家长，很多的家庭都是像这样。
Being a parent of this kind of child, how painful it is。
身为这样子小孩的父母是多么痛苦。
Because the heart is really not with the parent。
因为他们可以感受到小孩的心不在他们身上。
Sometimes look at us。
我们现在如果我们反观我们自己。
Who is the parent?
谁是我们的家长？
Our parent is God。
我们的父母就是神。
Our heavenly Father。
我们的天父。
Our Creator。
我们的创造主。
But look at us.
但是我们现在看我们自己。
Is our heart really close to him or not?
我们的心跟神很接近吗？
Or do we just want the things from him?
还是我们只是想要跟他拿物质的东西？
If he didn't give it to us.
如果他没有给我们的话。
And then we turn to others.
我们就会转向别人。
Yeah, many young children in the society like this.
现在社会上很多的年轻人是像这样子
的。The parents satisfy the children whatever they need.
这父母给这小孩他们想要的东西。
But the children asking more.
但是小孩就反过来要想要更多。
And the parent cannot give them more.
然后这父母就在给他们更多。
But there will be one day you can never satisfy whatever they want.
但是我们知道有一天你没有办法再这样完全的让他们就是满足他们的愿望。
And then they will turn away from parents, go to gangs, go to drugs, go to any other ways.
那他们就会离开你，可能会转向其他更不好的事情。
The parent heart is very painful.
你就知道我们的心就会充满了痛苦。
This is exactly what happened to Israel.
这就是以色列人这里发生的事情。
That has exactly happened to some of us even nowadays.
那我们看今天这同样的事情可能也发生在我们身上。
Sometimes we look at ourselves.
有时候我们看我们自己。
In the past year.
在这过去的一年。
Do I face any trouble, hardship, or even tough life?
我们有遇到任何困难、任何瓶颈吗？
Of course, every day we feel difficult hardship.
当然我们每天都会遇到困难的事情。
But sometimes if your hardship is prolonged, if difficulty is prolonged, a problem cannot solve.
但是有时候如果我们这困难这其实非常过很久的时间都还没有办法处理。
Then you really have to think what's wrong with you.
我们可能就要好好想我们到底出了什么
问题。Why being a children of God, God allow you continue to suffer like this?
那我们为什么身为神的儿女让我们这样子长期的这样处在痛苦生活当中。
God allow you to be bullied by some others.
为什么神让别人这样欺负我们呢?
Then you really have to think what is your direction.
我们应该好好思考我们的方向在哪里。
Because God may want you to change direction going back to him.
因为神是想要你调转你的脚步回到他的身边。
So he says, in repentance is your salvation.
因为所以这里说在
得救
是在乎
归回。Repentance means changing your direction.
这归回这个就是代表调转你的方向。
Sometimes we do many things in our life.
我们在我们人生中做很多事情。
But sometimes we are so busy.
我们太忙。
But sometimes our direction is wrong.
然后那个时候可能我们的方向就错。
For example, your work, your business is not that smooth.
就像我们假设我们在工作上并没有那么的顺利。
Even try very hard.
就算你已经花了所有的时间
But doesn't help much.
好像没有什么帮助
What is the direction is wrong?
那就是我们的方向错
The direction may be God did not bless your business God did not bless your work
可能就是因为神并没有祝福我们的工作
Look at your family
或者是我们看我们的家庭
Your husband and wife relationship
我们看我们夫妻之间的关系
In your family you lack nothing
你、
In your family you may not lack anything
你在我们的家庭生活中可能没有任何物质上的缺乏。
You have house, you have cars, you have everything.
我们有房子，有车，所有东西都有。
But why husband and wife relationship is always tense?
那为什么我们夫妻之间的关系总是这么紧张
？And then look at your children.
那我们再看我们的小孩。
You give them good education.
我们给他们很好的教育。
You give everything they want.
我们把他们所要的给他们。
But they are not close to you.
但是他们跟我们不亲近。
And then you ask why? What is the problem?
你就想问到底发生了什么问题
？Actually, all these things can come to one answer.
其实这些问题都有一个同样的答案。
If we, whatever we do in our life, if we don't put God in the center,
如果在我们人生做所有事情，如果我们不把神放在中央的中心的话，
if our heart does not really turn back to Him，
如果我们的心没有回转向他的话，
then your direction is wrong，
那我们的方向就错。
Then even you try very hard to fix it，
就算我们使尽全力想要改变这个现在的状况，
the problem will not go away，
这个问题并不会被解决。
Oh, for example, your children problem，
就像我们小孩的问题，
they are not close to you，
他们如果不跟你亲近，
why they are not close to you？
为什么他们不跟你亲近呢？
Not because you don't give them enough。
不是因为你不给他们。
Because their heart has not turned back to God。
而是因为他们的心没有回转向神。
Why their heart has not turned back to God？
为什么他们的心没有回转向神呢？
Because you didn't show them together you have to turn back to God。
因为你没有告诉你没有给一个榜样，那你自己都回转了向神。
Your husband and wife is the same。
这夫妻之间的关系也是一样。
Why you always tense relationship？
为什么关系总是这么紧张？
Because both of you have not turned back to God。
因为两个人都没有回转向神。
Have not humbled themselves and pray in front of God all the time。
两个人没有。一起谦卑下来，在神面前祷告。
So that's why let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们现在翻开
Lamentation.
我们翻开耶利米哀歌。
Lamentation.
耶利米哀歌。
Chapter
3. 三章。
Verse 40.
四十节。
Lamentation 3:40.
耶利米哀歌三章四十节。我们当深深考察自己的行为，再归向耶和华。
This is a very powerful statement.
这是一个非常有力的。一个章经节。
You have to deeply examine yourself.
我们必须要深深考察自己的。
Turn back to God is not a slogan. It's not just all in the mouth. Oh yeah, every day you turn back to God.
我们这回归向神并不是只是一个口号而已。
Turn back to God require you to deeply examine yourself.
要回归向神，我们必须要首先深深考察自己的行为。
First, examine your behavior.
我们必须要先看一下我们的行为。
And then examine your motive, what you're thinking.
那我们还要考察我们的。我们的动机。
And can compare what you're facing.
那我们再看一下我们所面对的。
And then you'll find out, oh, I suffer this unnecessary suffering because I was far from God.
那我们就会非常清楚地看到我们在这个方面受苦是因为我们有这个的问题，那我们就可以回转向神。
My faith was worse than before. That's why this year I suffer.
因为我的信心没有比以前好，所以现在我在受苦。
Oh, then suddenly you'll find out, oh,Maybe I should return to God.
然后那瞬间你就可以了解到我必须要回转向神。
My direction in life have to be adjusted.
我们就了解到我们人生中的方向必须要调整。
So in repentance is a salvation.
所以得救是在乎归回安息。
Even though we are all saved, brother and sister, we are all true Jesus member.
虽然我们今天我们大家都是真耶稣教会的信徒，我们大家都是得救的人。
Doesn't mean that we don't have to repent.
这不代表我们不需要回归。
Repent means adjusting our direction.
这归回安息代表要回转，要调整我们的方向。
And then we will find salvation, deliverance in the Lord.
那我们就可以在主里面找到得救，找到救恩。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 30.
我们再看回以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
The second part of this Bible verse tells us, "In quietness and trust is your strength."
在第二个部分，这个经节第二部分，他们说，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
The second thing God wants us to do is to be strengthened.
这第二件神希望我们做的事情就是要得力。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
You must be saved first before you can be strengthened.
在我们得力之前，我们要首先要得救。
If you're not even saved, don't even talk about strengthened.
如果我们连得救都还没有得到的话，那我们就不要再讨论得力的问题。
But after you are saved, you have to pursue be strengthened.
但是在我们得救之后，我们需要追求得力。
God doesn't want us.To be a very weak member chronically, or always say, "Oh, I'm very weak. I'm very sad. I'm very..." This is not what God wants.
神不希望我们长期以来都是一个非常非常软弱的信徒。
What did God want us to do?
神希望我们怎么做呢？
God wants us to be strengthened.
神希望我们能得力。
God doesn't want us to see always very weak.
神不希望我们永远都是很软弱。
But sometimes when we want to get strength, we go to the wrong place.
但是有时候我们想要得力的时候，我们找了不对的人。
Just like the people of Israel,
不对的方向，就像以色列人。
They want to get strength.
他们想要得力。
What did they do?
他们做什么呢？
Wow, they go everywhere, try to where can I find strength?
他们到处寻找，想要找个同盟。
Of course, they look at their own country. Anything we can fix.
他们当然首先看一下他们的国家有什么自己可以处理的问题。
Is there any political system that's no good?
是不是有一些我们国家政权的这个系统不是挺好的？
Is that because our army is not mighty enough?
还是因为我们的军队不够强大？
Oh, and then they're so busy.
然后他们就自己就很忙。
And then afterwards, they find out, oh no, it's not really because of us. Maybe we need somebody else.
然后他们过一段时间发现可能不是我们自己的问题，我们可能需要别人。
And then they go down to Egypt.
然后就往南去了埃及。
They go everywhere try to get strength.
他们到处寻找，想要找到力量。
That's why verse 16 tells us.
那就是为什么十六节这里告诉我们。
They ride on horses, go everywhere.
他们骑马奔走。
They try to get strength.
想要到处寻找那力量。
But where is the strength?
但是力量到底在哪呢？
God tell them, the strength doesn't happen in Egypt, doesn't in the horse.
这神告诉他们，这个他们的力量不能在埃及找不到。
The strength come from God.
因为这力量是来自于神。
Today we have many strength.
今天我们有很多的能力。
We have physical strength.
我们可能就很有力气。
Young people, especially if you do bodybuilding, go to gym, your muscle is pumping up, right?
尤其是年轻人，假设他们天天有在健身的话，你就发现他们身上很多肌肉。
Six pack in the stomach.
可能就有六块肌。
This is a strength.
这就是很有力气。
Sometimes look at the boxer, you know. Some boxer, heavyweight champion, they really can kill people almost one punch.
然后我们可以看一下那些重量级的拳击的那的选手，你看他们可能一拳就可以把人打死。
One punch, 300 pounds of power.
一拳可能有300磅。
How many punches can you endure?
我们一个人可以承受几拳。
They have strength, right?
他们非常有的力气。
But this kind of strength is not real strength.
看这种力气并不是真正的力量。
Why?
为什么？
Because this kind of strength will decline.
因为这样子的力气它是 会慢慢的就衰弱。
When you get old, this kind of strength will lose.
当人年老的时候，你就不再拥有这样子的力量。
Many of those heavyweight boxers, they can punch people, they can KO people, but they cannot control themselves.
很多这些重量级的拳击选手，他们虽然很有他们的拳很有力气，但他们没有办法控制自己。
They just want to fight.
他们就只想要继续的战斗。
People talk about financial strength.
还有那些 很有财力的人。
This is also strength.
财力也是一种力量。
But this is not the most powerful strength.
但是也不是最有能力的力量。
What is the real strength?
那是真正的力量是什么？
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 46.
我们现在翻开诗篇13篇。
Real strength come from where?
我们看一下这真正的力量在哪里。
Psalm 46 verse 10.
诗篇46篇第十节。
Psalm 46 verse 10.
诗篇是十六篇第十节，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
The real strength come from first, you must be still.
这我们可以看到在这里，我们必须要首先休息。
This means be still. This means 停下来，安静啊。
这就是要安静。
Well, that's different than what people think of Israel.
这跟我们跟以色列人所想的是不一样的。
They think get strength, it goes everywhere.
他们觉得要得力就是要到处奔走。
You must do something.
好像我们总是要做什么事情。
But God said, when you want to have strength, first you must do nothing.
但是神这里告诉我们，如果我们想要得力的话，首先我们要先平静下来。
You must calm down.
我们要冷静。
You must spend time with yourself.
我们必须要自己反省。
And then you must spend time with God.
然后我们要花时间与神相处。
Nowadays in the modern life, we don't even have many minutes in the whole day that we do nothing.
那我们看我们现在的生活，我们很少，我们整天的时间很少，什么事情都不做的时候。
Since the invention of smartphone, I think people even have less quiet or calm time.
尤其是在现在这个智能手机的年代的时候。
Or tablet.
还有平板电脑、平板的年代，我们很少有时候是我们什么事情都不做的。
Because you can work anytime.
因为你所有时候你任何时间都可以工作。
People in the train, people in the bus, people waiting, even on the line, they just bring their cell phone, the tablet, just do work.
我们看人在坐地铁、搭火车，甚至在排队等待的时候，我们就把手机拿出来。
When you're at home, you switch on the TV, radio, computer, everything is on.
然后我们在家里面的时候，我们可能我们的电脑、我们的电视都是开着的。
Every minute is stimulation.
我们看到我们每一个分钟都是在受到刺激。
Every minute our mind is not still.
我们每分钟其实我们的头脑都不是安静。
That's why we're always lacking strength.
那就是为什么老是缺少力量。
That's why nowadays young people, they don't have patience.
那就是为什么年轻人没有什么耐性。
Brother and sister, especially parents, do you know why your children are not patient?
那我们弟兄姐妹，你尤其是当父母，你知道为什么你的小孩没有什么耐性吗？
They lose temper easily.
他们为什么脾气很差呢？
Because we play too much iPad, I tell you.
因为我们有太多的 iPad.
Really? If no electronic games,In the past, children, their temper is easier, but emotional up and down because they use too much this kind of electronics.
因为我们看我们过去的年代没有什么电子的游戏，小孩子的情绪总是比较稳定。像现在游戏实在太多。
The mind of the children, they affect by it.
我们小孩子的头脑都是会被这影响。
And the mind of the adult also affects by all the stimulation.
不止小孩的头脑会受影响，连大人的头脑也会受到太多
的刺激。 So how do we want to get strength?
那我们要怎么得力量呢？
First is to be still.
首先我们要平静。
Calm our heart down.
我们必须要把我们的心静下来。
And to know that God is God.
而且知道这神是神，我们的神。
You may ask why you don't know God is God.
我们可能会问说什么叫做知道神是神。
Who doesn't know God is God?
谁不知道神就是神。
Everybody sitting here know only the Lord is God, right?
每个人坐在这里都知道神就是那唯一的神。
But no, we didn't know God is God sometimes.
但是其实有时候我们并不知道神就是我们的神。
Sometimes we forgot.
有时候我们忘记了。
God is God.
我们忘记神是我们的神。
Sometimes we think ourselves is God.
有时候我们觉得我们自己才是神。
We think I can do stuff.
我们觉得我们可以做到很多
事情。I can solve this problem.
我们可以解决这个问题。
My mind is smart.
然后我很聪明。
My way is the best.
可能我的方法是最正确的。
Just like the people Israelites.
就像以色列人。
They forgot.God is God.
他们忘记的神是神。
When they have problem, they go down to Egypt.
当他们遇到问题的时候，他们去了埃及。
Because they want to find all these kind of ways, they have to busy themselves.
他们想要让他们很忙碌，想要找到正确的方法。
And they get so tired.
然后他们就很累。
Look at our brother and sister, our 2013, right?
我们现在看一下我们过去2013年。
Is your 2013 very, very, You feel very strengthened or you feel very weak?
我们在2013年我们觉得充满力量呢还是觉得我们其实很软弱
In terms of your family?
像我们家庭的方面
Or your business or your work?
或者我们工作的方面
Or even our church work?
或是我们在做圣工的方面
Sometimes we are so busy.
有时候我们实在太忙了
But sometimes we are so lacking of strength.
虽然我们这么忙可是我们还是觉得没有力量
Because we don't have strength, that's why we want to give up.
因为我们没有力量所以我们就想要就想要放弃
We feel tired
我们很累
We cannot carry on
我们没有办法再继续下去
Just like a bird if the wing is very tired it cannot fly far
就像一对翅膀如果已经很累了就没有办法飞得很远
A car doesn't have a full tank of fuel does not go long
就像一台车如果没有满的汽油满的油箱的话就没有办法开很久
A marathon runner did not sleep well did not have enough food it cannot run a long journey
如果马拉松的选手前一个晚上没有好好的休息的话就没有办法跑得很远
If we didn't know God is God
如果我们不知道神是神
If we didn't have quiet time with him
如果我们没有跟神有安静的相处时间
We do not have strength
我们就没有力量
And we cannot go long
我们也没有办法走得很远
Many good workers men of God in the Old Testament or New Testament show usThey really want to find time to be still most of the time.
我们看旧约很多的圣徒，我们看到他们想要总是寻找时间可以跟神好好的相处。
Moses is busy enough.
摩西是个非常忙碌的人。
He have to lead 2 million people out of Egypt to the Promised Land.
他必须带200万的人从埃及到应许之地。
Every day, so many people want to talk to him.
每天每个人都想要来跟他讲话。
Asking for his guidance.
想要他得到他的一些指示。
Asking for judgment.
想要得到他的一些裁判决。
He need to make so many decisions.
他每天都要做很多的决定。
But there's one thing that he never forget to do.
但是有一件事情他总是不会忘记。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30.
我们现在翻开出埃及记30章。
33, sorry.
其实出埃及记33章。
Exodus chapter 33, verse 7.
出埃及记33章7节。
33:7.
出埃及记三十三章七节，摩西素常将帐篷支搭在营外，离营却远。他称这帐篷为会幕。凡求问耶和华的，就到营外的会幕那里去。
Here tells us Moses have a special tent set up outside.
我们这里看到摩西有一个特别的帐篷，是支搭在营外。
This tent is he used to pray to talk to God.
他用这个，他在都在这个帐篷里面向神来祷告。
Why do this?
为什么他这样做呢?
Because his life is so busy, he needs time to be still and do nothing, just talk to God.
因为他的生活太忙碌了，他需要一些安静的时间来跟神对话。
The more important the work he does,
但他做工作越重要,
the more he needs to quiet and be still.
那他就更需要来跟神来交通，有个安静的心。
The more he needs to talk to God.
他就更需要来跟神。
That's why he never lose focus.
所以他就是因为这样，他就永远不会失去他的焦点。
He never lose direction.
他永远不会失去他的方向。
That's why his ministry can go to the end.
那就是为什么他的旅程可以走到尽头。
Today is the same thing.
今天就跟我们是一样的。
If you try,
如果我们尝试的话。
Even life is so busy.
虽然我们的生活非常的忙碌。
But find some quiet time.
我们必须要找到一些安静的时间。
Pray.
祷告。
Read Bible.
读经。
Listen to sermon online.
听一些讲道的录音
You feel different
你就会感受到生活不一样
Even you come to church
就算你看来到教会
try
我们要尝试
come a bit early
早一点到
calm your heart down
把我们的心安静下来
you will find out that sermon that day the word of God will just touch your heart more than any time before
你会觉得那一天的讲道 会比其他的时候更容易感动你的心
try this
我们必须要尝试
when before you work for God
在我们为神工作之前
kneel down to pray
先跪下来祷告
Ask the Lord to guide you. Calm down.
求神来安静你的心 来带领你的脚步
Before you do anything for the Lord.
在你为神做任何事之前
Come early.
我们早一点到
Knee down to pray.
跪下来祷告
Your heart calm down. You feel that God is with you totally.
当你的心安静下来你就会感到神与你同在
Even before we have meetings.
或者是开会之前
Spend longer time in prayer.
我们应该祷告久一点
And then you will find out everyone join the meeting. The heart already calmed down.
你就会发现与会的众人，每个人的心都安静下来。
And then you find out if everybody the heart calm down and be still.
然后你会发现，当每个人的心都静下来的话。
And then everybody knows God is God.
每个人都知道神是神。
I am not God.
我们自己不是神。
You are not God.
你也不是神。
God is God.
神是神。
Everybody let God guide.
每个人就会让神来带领他们。
And then you find out even the meeting go fast and efficient.
你会发现这会议开得非常顺利，非常有效率。
So.Be still is the only way to get strength.
所以休息安静是唯一能得力的方法。
Strength doesn't appear anywhere else.
这力量不会在其他地方出现。
Strength only comes from the Lord.
力量只会从神那里来。
But the people of Israel don't want to have it.
但是以色列人不想要得到这个。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
我们再看以赛亚书30章。
Verse 16.
16节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 16.
以赛亚书三十章十六节，你们却说不然，我们要骑马奔走，所以你们必然奔走；又说我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。
Verse 17.
十七节，一人吃喝必使千人逃跑，五人吃喝你们都必逃跑，以致剩下的好像山顶的旗杆，冈上的大旗。
God is very disappointed about the people of Israel.
这里神对以色列人非常的失望。
Because people of Israel immediately reject.God's suggestion.
因为以色列马立刻就否决了神的建议。
God said, "In repentance, is your salvation."
神说
"And rest is salvation."
神说你们得救在乎归回安息。
In quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
But immediately people said, "Oh no, we didn't want it."
然后你看以色列马上回答，我们不要。
Not that people cannot have it.
不是他们没有办法得到。
Is They don't want it.
或是他们根本就不想要。
It's the difference between you not able to have it or compared to you don't want it.
这我们可以看出这是他们不能做到或者不想要之间的差别。
So sometimes look at our faith, look at our own spirituality is the same thing.
有时候我们看一下我们自己的信心，我们自己属灵的状态
是一样。If we are not blessed,
如果我们没有蒙福的话。
If we are not strengthened,
如果我们没有得力的话。
If we are not feel close to God,
如果我们没有跟神接近的话。
Not that we are not able to do it,
并不是我们做不到这些事情。
If we don't have it, it's because we don't want it.
如果我们没有的话，是因为我们不想要。
Why they don't want it?
为什么不想要呢？
They look at the people, what did they do?
我们看一下这些以色列人怎么做。
They say, I want to rely on our own animal who run very fast.
他们想要靠自己的有骑飞快的牲口。
You say pray to God takes too long, right?
他们觉得祷告花太久时间。
Repentance takes too long.
那个要悔改也要花很久。
How long should I pray to repent to God?
我们祷告悔改的话花多久时间？
How do I know God will hear my prayer?
我们怎么知道神会听到我们的祷告呢？
Nobody knows what God is thinking.
没有人知道神在想什么。
Don't even try.
所以干脆就算了。
You say don't even try.
就连试都不用试。
I want to try the method I know.
我们就先尝试一下我知道的方法。
So they put on a livestock.The horses run down to Egypt.
所以他们就用最快的马就骑往南骑到埃及。
They think the truth is too slow.
他们觉得
My brain is smarter than the truth.
他们觉得真理太慢了，我的头脑比真理还好用。
Egypt is faster than prayer.
埃及比祷告更快。
Sometimes this is our mindset. We know there's God, that we should trust on Him.
同样的，今天我们也是一样，我们知道有一个神。
We should change our own direction so that our life can be different.
所以我们应该改变我们的方向，所以我们的人生可以不一样。
But sometimes we don't want to let go of what used to be.
但是有时候我们不想要放开我们有的。
Some people grab so tight of what they already have. They don't want to change.
有些人他们太习惯他们所有的东西，他们不想改变。
If you don't let go, How can God change your life?
可是我们不放手的话，神怎么改变我们的生活
呢？If you don't let go your hatred in your heart, how can God change your life?
如果我们不放弃我们心中的仇恨的话呢，神怎么改变我们的生活呢
？If you don't let go the sin in your heart, how can God change your life?
如果我们不放弃我们心中的罪的话，神怎么改变我们
？If you don't let go the pride in your heart, how can God change your life?
如果我们不放弃我们心中的骄傲的话，神怎么改变我们
？If you don't let go the trusting on yourself in your heart, how can God change your life?
如果我们如果不放弃我们相信自己的心的话，那神怎么改变我们呢？
But they don't want to let go.
但是我们看这里，他们不想要。
They rely on the horses, run very fast.
他们信靠是自己跑很快的嘛。
God said, "Okay, you can do this."
神说好，你可以这样做。
But what will happen?
但是会发生什么事呢
？He said, "The one chase you will be faster than your horse."
他这里说追赶你们的会跑得比你们还快。
This what does it mean?
这什么意思呢
？Don't think by yourself you can change anything.
不要觉得信靠自己可以改变任何的事情。
Don't think you are smarter than God.
不要觉得我们比神还聪明。
Don't think that you are able to make a change.
不要觉得我们自己可以做出什么改变。
Your problem will never go away.
我们的问题没有办法被解决。
Unless one day you turn to God.
除非有一天我们回转向神。
Otherwise, the problem will always pressing on you.
不然的话，这问题会一直跟我们在一起。
Even overtake you.
甚至会把我们整个人打败。
Isn't that sometimes what we're happening to us?
我们想一下，这是不是就在我们生活中这样常常发生呢？
This is exactly what is happening to us.
这就是我们生活中每天在发生的事情。
Unless one day we realize,
除非有一天我们发现
，in repentance is our salvation.
我们得救在乎归回安息。
In quietness and trusting God is your strength.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
Then we can be saved.
然后我们就可以得救。
Then we can be strengthened.
那我们就可以得力。
May the Lord help us.
求神帮助我们。
Let's sing hymn.
唱诗。
473.
473.